Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Race. And Carson Wentz now is a Colt. And now he's trying to figure out what number he's going to wear.
Number he's not going to wear.
Yes, and it's 11. Because number 11 was Michael Pittman, the soon-to-be second-year wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So I guess the story goes Michael Pittman had said that that Carson asked him, and he said, like, pretty much, nah, I'm good. It's what I'm going to wear. It's my number. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
And I think he wore it in college.
He did?
Yep.
But I think Pittman wore 6 in college.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. I think you're right. He did wear 6. You're right.
He wore 6 in college, so right. I guess he just likes the 11 now.
Looks
so
good on wide receivers. Julio.
Yeah, I like the teens.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson,
yeah. Yeah, 11 looks good as a wideout, and he had a good rookie season.
It seems like that's the new thing for wide receivers is to get in the, you know, a 10 through a Deshaun, yeah. 10, obviously. But
I tell you, Carson, it's your first test. I would advise you not to take this personal. I would advise you to get your mind and your heart set on a different number and move on.
Yeah, I think he will.
I hope so.
I mean, it's just a number. How dead set are some players on their number?
Oh, it's crucial to them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why you see some guys will pay $20,000 to get their number.
Yeah, big money thrown around. Did one of those transactions happen on one of the Eagles teams where someone came in and had to throw $5,000-$10,000?
Well, I don't know how much, but Jeremiah got his number back from Nate Wayne.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of any other instances.
What happened here with we had Deshaun and Mac?
Yeah, you had Deshaun.
But Deshaun didn't ask.
I don't know what Deshaun did. I don't know. All I know is that it happens sometimes. Some players.
Alshon was 17.
Yeah, some players are willing to. Right. Well, no, Nelson was 17 first.
Right.
Yeah, and he gave it up.
And he gave it up. So, yep. And I don't know if Alshon paid Nelson for that number or not.
Sometimes guys are just saying, like, hey, you take it.
Yeah, it's a fresh start.
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, Pittman clearly doesn't respect his new quarterback. That might be trouble in the locker room out there that Carson already can't get respect.
It can only be trouble if Carson takes offense to it. And that's why I said, be best you move on. Find another number, get behind it, and move on.
And so he said that so I spoke to Carson, and he just was seeing how locked in I was to 11. I told him I was locked in, and he was like, that's cool, bro, because I'm probably going to switch anyway.
There you go.
And he went on and said, he asked me very respectfully, and I just appreciated him for that. I think he's a great dude, because lots of guys with his status, they would come in and demand and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. If he wanted to be a jerk, he probably could get number 11.
Right. Yeah.
He's the quarterback. I mean.
So what's the number he goes with now? That's the question.
Jack? I don't know. Somebody gave me the list of numbers that were available. I think it was like number 1, number 2, number 4.
And he's not going to get 4. That's
number
Favre.
Number 5. I believe they said 10.
Jack was saying he should go for 13.
18. Nah. Listen to Jack. 13, totally 14. Yeah. Maybe 16. Was somebody 16 there?
Maybe Jim Sorge might have been.
I don't know. Yeah, he won't be wearing 18, 19, or 11, or 12.
Or 12, right.
Yeah.
Not available. 16 sounds good. Joe Montana's number?
Yeah, so he has 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 10.
7's a good number.
17.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers just left that. Seven is a good number. You get seven. Elway.
He could have 13 if T.Y. Hilton doesn't come back. Because T.Y. Hilton comes back, he's probably keeping 13.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to wear four because of Brett Favre, and they're no longer friends.
Childhood hero crushed his dreams.
I would say he wears number one just so he can live up to the audience of one.
That's a great idea.
That's probably how he's thinking. That's something he would think of.
Sure.
Did you say nine was available, Jack?
Nine is not available. That's Jacob Eason's number and also Nick Foles' number.
No, I know. That's good.
14. Is 14 available? Oh, no, because that's
Zach Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal's, yeah.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And definitely not 18 or 19, although that would be bold.
That would be.
Bold is one word for
it. Yeah, I would say, yeah. But that's not the word I would use. But yeah. That would be stupid.
He's not getting 18 or 19. Yeah.
Don't even let anybody know you even inquired about 18 or 19. First of all, because that would imply you don't know who wore 18 or 19 for that franchise.
That's like, now this isn't his fault, but remember when JT got here and they asked him about the importance of number 10 here?
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I just like the number. We were looking for like a Dutch thing.
Right.
You know, didn't totally work out.
The difference is Dutch isn't as important.
He didn't get an answer
famous
that we were looking for.
No.
Like, really, if you outside of Philadelphia, who really knows that Dutch was number 10 and et cetera, et cetera? So.
I guess it's a little different when you're talking about Johnny Unitas and Peyton Manning.
A little bit. All right, let's go back to phones. John. John is in Philly. John.
Yes.
Hi, John. How are you?
How you doing?
All right.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to add something that I haven't heard mentioned yet. Do you guys remember how or why they justified the drafting of Jalen Hurts.
They
didn't want to pass on a Russell Wilson?
They're a quarterback factory.
Yeah, and they also mentioned that we drafted him and we're going to draft him to play. Not play as, you know, to come in as a gadget player, similar to like Taysom Hill.
Yeah, trick plays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, so
Taysom Hill on steroids was something I heard, if you remember correctly. And I was furious then, and I'm still furious about the stupidity of thinking you're going to bring in a gadget player with your starting quarterback on the field or taking him off the field. It's stupid.
Right. So I think it would be different than what took place in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm,
and Love. So none of those guys that were drafted as backup quarterbacks were drafted and with the intention on during the flow of the game, we're going to bring this guy in
and disrupt the flow. Yeah.
Right. So if I'm the quarterback, I would be upset with that also. So I just wanted to throw that in.
John, it's a good point. And going back to the season, it's probably the thing that drove me the most crazy was them bringing him on the field. And
I'll give Wentz credit though. He didn't seem to be upset about it. I mean, listen, he's out there blocking for the kid down the field, 20 yards down the field. It's not like he went out there and took the play off.
Yeah, for a while, it was almost – you felt like it was a necessary evil because of the lack
of talent.
The offense
was so bad,
on offense.
Yeah.
But, like, then later on when they were still doing it
– that's how bad the offense was, John. Remember, I was calling for Jalen Hurts plays.
That's how this drop started.
I need to see the package. That's true.
Before the 49ers.
Yes,
game,
that is where that's from.
But we literally, I remember.
I can't stand you. I swear to God.
I know. I remember having a show on Friday where people were like, give him 25 plays because they don't have anything else.
Yeah, give me 15 Jalen Hurts plays.
That's a great idea.
But like.
It's true, yeah.
But then, like, I forget when it was, but they brought in Hurts after Wentz had driven him down the field. And remember what happened when they bring Hurts in, there'd be a false start penalty.
Yeah. Was it the Baltimore game?
Was that what it was? They had him inside the 20, and they brought him in, like, the 10-yard line. They bring Hurts in, and there's a false start penalty, or, like, they go backwards a play. And it's like, man, the flow of the game, the last thing you want to do is take your quarterback out.
Yeah.
Drove me crazy. All right, coming up, Mark Cerise text line. Also, Cam Newton had an interesting weekend.
Boy, I tell you.
We'll get into this coming up next. The story involves a local kid in the area.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Mark Cerise on 94 WIP. That's coming up next.
I'm glad you reminded me of that. One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Now, it's called a same-game parlay bet, and you can find them only on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, we're talking about these same game parlay bets. They involve, how about point totals, rebounds, assists, all in the same game parlay, even the money line, over, under, point spread, all those things, so many different ways that you can try to come up on FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right, every day. And that's why I bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, we're talking about this weekend. I had not so much luck with some of these professional basketball teams. They're a little bit more difficult to bet on, but I tell you what I do like. I do like using the parlays, three-game parlays. They have been a gem for me. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. Here's what you got to do. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try same-game parlay. Make sure you use promo code Ike at sign up. Again, that's promo code Ike.
Marks and Reese. Ooh, we're back. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Listen, if you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Shop local. Shop with Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Their website for more information is marks-jewelers.com. I wanted to see what my favorite Twitter question you put up in a while.
Yeah, but I realized it was a better for on-air discussion.
You deleted it?
Yes.
Smart man.
It was better for on-air discussion than Twitter discussion.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, then I can't give you the poll results.
It was actually trending towards a 50-50, but it's okay. I'll sacrifice my 50 split for this.
All right, better player, Iverson or Embiid? Iverson's winning 62-38. Mad at Carson or understanding of Carson? 55-45. Understanding is in the lead. So there you go.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because you read those numbers. I wonder if you feel like Joe DeCamera. I mean, you don't want to be put in that category.
Joe DeCamara.
Yeah, so maybe that's not fair. But Angelo felt the same way. They put these polls up, and they seem to be in favor of Wentz and people still sort of rooting for him, or they want him to be successful. Does that bother you? Because it bothered those two. It bothered Angelo. He was ready to retire or stop putting up polls. And Joe DeCamera almost had I don't even want to say
conniption?
It. But yeah, he had a fit to start off the show.
Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Because he was so upset by this.
No, I don't get upset if people want to root for Carson Wentz. What I get upset, and we didn't get one today, is the Jack Fritz. I'm not rooting for the Eagles. I'm rooting for Carson Wentz.
I got you. Okay.
So that would absolutely – I would lose it. So if anybody wants me to lose it on the air at any point, call up and say you're rooting for Carson Wentz over the Eagles.
215.
Yeah. You can do that on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Don't waste it right now.
Right.
All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese. So we'll finish with the Cam Newton story. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
I will root for Carson Wentz because I never want to be on the same page as Joe DeIdiot or Giglio. Dave in Bristol.
Mm. Well, then there's that.
What's next?
You're still a big crybaby. Renee in South Jersey.
Yeah, talked about me being emotional earlier today. I've had some heartfelt losses and felt like Joel Embiid did after Game 7 against Toronto, where he had to put his head on his now wife's shoulder, was his fiance at the time, and I may have been caught doing that myself at that time. Thank God there were no camera phones and all that other stuff.
Darn. Wake up.
Here's how WIP can get out of cap hell, minus the cap. Trade Elliott, not for sure, Parks, for a microphone. Cut Joe Giglio and send DeCamaro to, wait, on second thought, keep DeCamaro. I really enjoy when he cries on the air. Tom from Abington.
Oh, well, Elliott's cap hit is significant, and the dead cap's even worse. So, like Alshon, we'd have to pay more to get rid of him. No, just kidding. Elliott's not going anywhere.
No, Elliott's been okay lately, man.
And Elliott's piece today on the website about what the Eagles can do to get underneath under the cap was excellent.
Yes.
So it's a good read. The Go Birds podcast. I mean, Elliott's pulling his weight. Yeah. Seltzer's got to babysit the camera and be on with Elliott. That's unbelievable. What's next?
Thanks, NHL, for using my almanac. Ben Franklin from his grave.
Like, do you understand why I just kind of it's so NHL-ish that they have, like, it's so cool. You look at the lake and everything else, the scenery. It's like, wow, that's so cool. And then the sun, the sun delays the game for 8 hours.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Now, I know it would have been hard to pull off, but when they originally announced this, I thought that they were going to be actually on Lake Tahoe playing. But everything, now that I think about it, everything would have
come.
That definitely wouldn't have worked. Yeah.
Well, in my head, I thought that was a cooler idea.
I don't think it freezes.
No.
Right? Like Lake Michigan doesn't freeze, does it?
I don't think it does, no.
No.
I thought the idea would be pond hockey, you know?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't freeze to the point where you're going to be out there skating on it.
No. You'll have Kludgeroo going through the ice or something.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yep, good old Eagles fans supporting Carson when he's in Indy. Just like when they cheered for me when I was in Washington. Oh, wait. Donovan in Arizona.
Have a blessed evening.
Yeah, I did not. But when he went to Washington and he came back, he got cheered. I was at the game. I made sure he didn't get booed.
The one time.
I didn't want to hear it from the national shows. Like, booed him again, huh? So, yeah, he got cheered one more time. Oh, no, he got cheered.
Then he threw it in our face in the locker room.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
They make mistakes in their lives, and they made them.
Everybody makes mistakes in their lives, and they made them. Yeah. They made one.
Number five will always love you.
Oh, he was so happy. That's nice.
You would think Johnny Marks would have more empathy for Carson Wentz since they share the same connection. They will both live the rest of their lives with the shadow of Nick Foles' Super Bowl victory looking over their shoulders. Scott from Delco.
Nice. And
did I see the anniversary? And I saw Maria tweeted it out, but I forgot to respond back because I saw the notification while I was in the car.
I saw that.
It was the 20th, February 20th.
Saturday, right? Yeah, I saw it over the weekend.
Yeah, it was the...
Looked good, man.
No, it didn't. Especially that picture. My back was on fire. I got James Spader, whoever he looked like, Nick Foles on my back. Yeah.
That still might be the most impressive thing anybody's done on this show.
Listen, I don't disagree with that. It's certainly more than Jack's done.
It's more than anything I've done.
Come on, Jack. What can you do, man? I got a permanent tattoo on
you have
30% on my back.
Ike started a cult.
That's right. I did do that. That's not more impressive than what he did.
I'll work on it.
All right, good. No, you have your own thing that you do. On the High Hopes podcast,
what
you have your own
now?
Thing. Well, I mean, he had a bamboo plant that he seatbelted in his car.
That was from when Bamboo Brad was here.
I know what it's from. Yeah, no, I know you. Like, no,
I had Harper Lent, but I was on the Giulio show at that point, and also the first pitch at Reading, but that was also Giulio's show. So I really have not brought anything to the show.
Yeah.
Oh no, you struck out Elliot.
I did strike out.
Yeah, that was good. That was good fodder, and that was good. I actually liked that. That was good. When I kiss your bare butt, when we're all vaccinated.
Oh God, I thought we voided that.
I owe it. You guys don't have a choice. I got to do it right now. All right, Cam Newton is, I mean, the guy's holding a football camp. It's like 7-on-7s. He's holding a football camp through his foundation.
Yes.
And do you have the sound to it, Jack, or no? All right, so
sounds like, not great.
So. No, it's not great. So this. So a young player that's out there starts yelling, "You a free agent," and then Cam saying, "Like I'm rich," and he says, "You're about to be poor." And then the kid just kept heckling him. And he said some things that, you know, certainly weren't appropriate. And then Cam started asking.
He told him he was cheeks.
No, I know he did. Yeah,
he used another term.
He said your butt.
Yeah, and used another term.
Yes, he did.
As a kid.
And then Cam's like, "Well, you know, where's your dad? Where's your pop? Where is your dad?" So
when you start asking where's your dad, that means you're ready to give somebody a two-piece.
And he didn't.
Thank God he didn't.
And he didn't. But like, yes. Man, I mean, if that was my kid, Ike, if that was your
I would have gave my kid a two-piece myself.
So the kid is actually he's from the area. He's from right around my area. He's from Perk Valley High School, mm-hmm. And I guess he's a pretty decent prospect.
Okay. Well, he said he was.
Yeah, I know. He's a linebacker.
This is like when O.J. Mayo challenged
Jordan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that did happen. Yeah, he was trying to talk trash to Jordan. Yeah.
And then Jordan said, "Come here."
Yeah. He's like, "Come on, man."
And listen, the kid is taking.
He issued an apology.
He's taking a lot of flack over the last couple of days, over the video.
Justifiably so. Hopefully this doesn't hurt him with trying to get into college and things like that, but he
More importantly, it's a for kids out there, right, who thinks that was funny and, you know, you're going viral and that whole ordeal. Well, that is actually a bad reflection of your parents, because that's the first thing that we all as adults go to. Where's his parents at? That's a reflection of home training. Now, whether it's fair or unfair, that's the reaction of people. So I'm sure his parents weren't happy with that either.
And you know that because that would be your reaction if you saw that being your son, which would be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, you know what people think of us now, that's you?
Yep.
You're a direct reflection of your parents, fair or unfair.
Yep.
And that, I mean, and listen, he apologized and hopefully.
And good.
Yeah,
hopefully
good,
he
exactly.
learned a lesson from it, because the real lesson here is somebody like Cam Newton is taking their time out to put on something that's going to benefit you and other kids. At least show respect for that and be thankful for that, as opposed to trying to be the funny guy.
And which is what he was trying
which
to do.
Which is what he was doing, and, trying to be the funny guy.
I wonder if he's taking a cue from Jack Fritz and not having respect for some of our older players like Will Chamberlain or whoever else.
Well, I've always respected, but you know it is fair. Listen,
you respect Will. You say he didn't really score 100 points.
I don't think it's not unfair to maybe question some of the things that we've been told before the internet and video existed.
But is he a Marks and Reese listener?
Yeah, he had a take. He's definitely a listener,
right?
I mean, I don't condone what he did. I would never do it. It took some gumption, though.
It did.
He didn't really back down either.
Especially at that age. I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
I would be more pumped to see Cam Newton than try to say.
Then you'd be arguing with Cam Newton.
Cam
exactly.
Newton,
yes.
MVP, went to a Super Bowl,
like,
first
listen,
pick.
You're trying to paint me in this corner as a bad dude. I went to a Cole Hamels thing as a kid, and I was very respectful of Cole Hamels, and that was right after he blew the World Series.
You want to know one thing I told my son a long time ago about this and the perception of athletes and whether or not somebody's a star or this guy is washed or this guy is trash or this and that and the other? You know what I told him a few years ago? What if you heard somebody talking about your dad like that? What would you say?
Yeah.
So, all right, Dan. So, respect anyone who is fortunate enough to make it to that level and they put the work in, because you don't have a clue of what it takes to make it to that level. You don't understand the work that person has put in to be the 53rd man on the roster, let alone the quarterback, and have won an MVP, Heisman Trophy, went to the Super Bowl and all of that. I don't care what Cam looked like last year. Until you can do what he does, shut up and respect him.
You're damn right, Ike.
So my kid and all that washed and trash and all that about pro players, come on, dude.
That's why I had to apologize to Punxsutawney Phil this morning, because he's not washed yet.
No, in fact, he's dead right about winter. Coming up next, Giglio.
He's washed. I'm sorry.
And he's coming up next.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Come on, the poor guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's one of my dudes.
Nah, I know,
dude.
But that was a little harsh.
It was. I'm sorry. It just came out.
Well, you're treating Giglio like he's Cam Newton. You're the kid.
Joe Giglio. All right, Joe's coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Standing at the window.
See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.